Call to order, executive committee meeting, 4 o'clock, Tuesday, May 14, 2013. Printed agenda, we call this meeting to order. Present council members, Sheldon, Powers, Hollins, Smiley, Diller, and Retta. And our aide, Anthony DeFury. Move on to approval minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Agenda item number 3. Mr. Muhammad, would you please take the middle seat? R13-127, consenting to the appointment of Abdullah Rashid Muhammad to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, the Subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board. Mr. Muhammad, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Glad you've stepped up to serve citizens of our county. Would you like to make a statement to the gathered council? You have the floor, a brief statement.
Well, good afternoon to all. I just want to say that one of my desires have always been to serve in an educational capacity whenever it involves the larger segment of the citizenry. And I thought the library advisory board was a way for me to have an impact on the way we can get to a broader segment of the Newcastle County population.
Mr. Cartier has joined us. Continue.
And I'm just privileged and honored that I've been given an opportunity to serve in that capacity.
Councilmember Weiner joined us as well. Are there any questions? Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Muhammad is a resident of my district, and I will be sponsoring the resolution for him this evening. And I just want to say, first of all, I want to thank him for all he's done and all he's planning to do in this capacity. You have his bio, I think it's kind of interesting, on page 4. You look at his published works, the Delaware History Calendar, which was published in 2007, The Making of Delaware One Day at a Time, in November of 2000, I'm sorry, Delaware History Calendar 2007, and Making of Delaware One Day at a Time in 2007, and African is the New Sweden, The Untold Story, which he was part of the visit of the King and Queen here just a few days ago. And he also did a presentation at the Folk Road Library, Brandenhurst Library, about 2.5 months ago, a special presentation on highlighting African Americans in the history of Delaware. So I think he would be a good asset for county and for the library service. He's shown a very keen interest in libraries. He's a regular at the libraries. So I welcome you, wish you well, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Mr.
Weiner. Thank you. I just want to second the comments of Councilman Hollins and just say thank you for your willingness to serve. I only had a chance to read the review about your recent book, Africa's the New Sweden's The Untold Story, but I look forward to reading the entire book. Where is it available?
Well, right now we have it available through New Sweden Center, through myself, and Cedar Tree Books. We're in the process of approaching bookstores about having it placed there.
Mm-hmm. Can we get it in the county libraries too?
They should be in the county libraries because the order was made, were delivered.
Oh, you didn't put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. It's been there for about 10 days with library services.
So great.
Point in time, they should be distributed there.
And council members Kilpatrick and Packett have joined us. Council member Cartier.
Yes, Mr. Muhammad was a former constituent of mine, now in Penrose's district. He's a very scholarly person, and I think he would be a great fit for our library advisory board, and I look forward to your tenure there.
I've known of Dr. Muhammad's work. We've worked together over the years, and he's eminently qualified to serve in this capacity. Are there any other, would like to make any other comments, Dr. Muhammad? Any comments from you?
Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to working with and serving on the board is really try to make the communication to the public a lot better. I think that we can enhance how we get information out to the general public on things that are happening of great importance and those things of great interest. I think we have some work that we can do to enhance and improve that communication network there.
Thank you, sir. Council, any more questions or comments? Thank you, Dr. Mahomet.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 4, Margaret Ryan is not able to make it today. We will reschedule her for the Library Advisory Board. Agenda item number 5, legislative agenda update. Mr. Marcus Henry, please share with the council. And welcome, sir.
Thank you, Council President Bullock.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marcus Henry, Policy Director for the County. Just wanted to provide a brief update to Council and legislative review of this session of the General Assembly. This is technically the first session of the 147th General Assembly. To be honest with you, the last month we've just been traveling to Dover, kind of a lot of meet and greets, talking to a lot of legislators, letting them get to know us, quite frankly. It's a new administration, and quite frankly, down the General Assembly, it's a lot of new legislators. It's new leadership for the first time down there in quite some time. But with that, we felt it was important to establish relationships, but also because it really is not the year to pursue new legislative agenda this session. I think we feel strongly that working with council, and I want to stress that, working with council to develop a legislative agenda for the next session, which would be next year. But having said that, there's a lot of legislation that does impact Newcastle County that we're tracking. Big legislation that's been announced, you know, News Journal lately, like last week, the gay marriage legislation was enacted by Governor Markell signing that. And the impact, really, for the county, we look at it from a budget standpoint. I think Clerk of the Peace Bolden mentioned in his budget address to council that he had some concerns about the budget impact for gay marriage in terms of the new registrants that would come through the coming year. So that's just something to keep in mind. Also, there's been Senate Bill 6. In your books on the right-hand side, I kind of did a tracking sheet. We've done this for years, if I remember correctly. Just all legislation we see as pending that has some discernible impact on Newcastle County. That's on the right. Thank you. On the left, I just did a brief memo on just highlighting 4 or 5 pieces of legislation as I see it that has some impact on Newcastle County. I think Councilman Smalley brought up about a month and a half ago HB 27, for example, the tax intercept bill, where it allows for tax intercept for collection of taxes. In other words, the refunds would not go to the constituent, it would go directly to pay back taxes on that. Potentially for the county, I don't know what the fiscal impact would be, but could recoup some property taxes for the county. For HB 40, there's something we've been very active with, and that's the foreclosure mediation program. It currently has been passed by the Senate, but this actually continues the program for foreclosure mediation. The county's been working with the Attorney General's office and other groups to help in this foreclosure prevention. We hosted several seminars, as you remember, last year in the Gillian Multipurpose Room to assist in this effort. We think it's a great program. Anything, obviously, we can do to help mitigate foreclosures, we're going to be in favor of. It was originally due to sunset January 1, 2014. This extends that date to January 2018, so we obviously will support that. I was about to mention SB 6, minimum wage. That passed the Senate, went to the House in committee last week in Economic Development and Commerce. It was actually tabled, and that would increase. It would do a rolling phase-in of increase of $1 this coming fiscal year, another $1 in July of 2014. That's been tabled. I know the County Executive Board just issued a press release in support of the minimum wage increase. I look at it in terms of we have 400-plus part-time county employees, and we actually set the wage rate and scale based on whatever minimum wage is, so we're going to track that, and that's something in the future we would adjust for in our budget moving forward. Another piece of legislation is Senate Bill 33. This deals with manufactured homes and communities. You know, more of that was geared towards Kent and Sussex County, but obviously we have mobile home parks and manufactured homes of some number here in Newcastle County. This really is a reporting function of the Delaware Manufactured Home Relocation Authority that's under the state, and they would mandate that the owners, the landowners basically, would have to go through this authority if they chose to increase the rent structure that's higher than what would be the consumer price index in a given year. We're in favor of this legislation, anything that helps some residents have some mechanism to control costs. It's a big issue for the state. Another one is SB 58 school taxes. This legislation allows residents that are 65 years of age or older to enter into a payment plan to pay their property tax in full by the end of tax year, so we're tracking that right now. There's half a dozen, I'm sure council's aware of, gun control legislation that's in some form, and both the House and the Senate will continue to track that. There's one specific to the city of Wilmington that allow them to, as a municipality, regulate gun control within the city. We'll contract that, we'll monitor that and see how that goes. Any questions? I know I'm talking fast. It's been a long day.
Mr. Weinert and Mr. Smythe.
Thank you. The normal practice was that we receive these electronically. Have we received
this? I'll do that tomorrow, yes.
Okay, if you could make that a regular practice, I'd appreciate it.
I'll do that, and also, I think I'll do that next week, well, now. But after June 30th, we'll give a more comprehensive update to okay, what's actually passed and where we are. So that'll probably be in July for council's review.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I just wanted a brief reminder that I partnered with Councilman Hollins, who actually spearheaded the move. And Newcastle County, as long as they're in the payment plan, we allow them into the senior program already. It's the other two counties that they exempt them out altogether.
Right. Mr. Cartier?
You know, Navin in here, it was something that was sitting in committee, I think. It's an issue I'm quite sensitive to. I don't know if it's come out of committee yet, or they're just putting it in the committee, the whole issue dealing with additional casinos in the state. And, you know, which is championed by Representative Williams of the 10th.
Yeah.
And that has land use and planning implications. And I think it's something we should put on our radar screen. I don't know how the balance of forces are in the General Assembly now regarding that. But, you know, anything of that magnitude which has major implications for land use and planning, we should stay abreast of that.
I'm aware of it, and we'll certainly track it. And forgive me, like some of this, we had to take a snapshot a few weeks ago about what's pending. Some things have been introduced or on the ready list, so I just kind of showed where we were a couple of weeks ago. But we will certainly track the casino legislation because it's brought it back and goes forward. I'm not confident that it will, quite frankly.
Good.
Any other questions for Mr. Henry?
Well, thank you. Just a couple of statements. I do seriously invite, I know Councilman Smiley attends, but if anybody's interested, I'll kind of give an email out in terms of something that's going down to General Assembly for you to attend. I welcome your attendance with us and talking with various legislators about county issues. So that's a standing offer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Just so you're aware, this council adopted a protocol that when council members go down, we don't speak on issues relative to the county unless this council has discussed it first. So just...
Okay.
Correct. Mr. Powers and Mr. Cartier.
Just a question. HB 40 passed the House. It says April 30th and April 23rd. Why isn't that signed?
The governor hasn't signed it yet.
He signed a lot of things 5 minutes after it passed.
Sometimes he'll sign things that week. Sometimes he'll sign them by the end of the
month. That's just proving a point.
It's not a photo op.
Yeah,
something that affects a lot of
people. It's a certain number of days. 10 days, right.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, this issue of collecting delinquent taxes from the manufactured homes. So... is there legislation pending on that?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. 20.
That's the tax intercept.
That's the tax intercept?
Yep.
You just spoke in terms of...
that's the main reason for it.
Rebates for... okay. Okay. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes. I just wanted clarification on the resolution that Councilor Smiley referred to, which I voted in support of. If any council member wanted to go down on his own and speak on his own, I assume that would be permissible. and that we haven't tried to infringe upon anyone's personal freedom of speech in that regard.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner.
Good.
Anything else, Mr. Henry?
We are also tracking federal legislation in the federal budget process, and you know, my dear colleague Alan Mattis has updated you guys in terms of federal impact for his programming. But you know, the budget's still operating in continuing resolution. The president, as of about 4 or 5 weeks ago, the White House made a recommended budget. We're tracking, depending on what happens with that. Some of those things, you know, called for pretty significant reductions in entitlement spending nationally, especially that'll affect Delaware. Sequestering, obviously, is affected in terms of where they are in the budget process. We're going to track that carefully because there could have a huge ripple effect here for the county and the state. So I'll try to include some of that, depending on where they land the plan on the federal budget.
Outstanding. Mr. Cartier.
We don't have any kind of chance of this in this session, the General Assembly, but maybe going next year, members of council, the council, and the administration trying to get together to work with the General Assembly to get us some authorizations to diversify our revenue. Then the outstanding issue of the 911 cell phone fee and then the hotel motel tax, which are, in my mind, I mean, I could see the special interest on the hotel motel thing. Probably there's some on cell phone, but when you go throughout this country, you know, local governments receive these revenues. Everywhere I stay, I'm always getting my local government tax on my bill. But we got to get together to try to figure out a way to see if we can get some action on the General Assembly to help us diversify our revenue.
You know, really quick. That's critically important, and obviously it's important that our administration work with council on these issues. You know, we looked at various, and we have some case studies on various methods of revenue enhancements for local government that we could look at and discuss. I would love to do that, and quite frankly, the timing after this session for us to get together and talk about that is perfect, so that we can roll this agenda out for the second session of the General Assembly, and I would love to work with council on that.
And just to further, you know, Sussex County should be with us on that.
Well, so you know, they have different taxing authority given the case, right, than we do, so we have to be careful with that.
Mr. Powers, then Mr. Cardi.
I was just going to say, you probably ought to start now, because if you're going to do anything, you better do it early in the session.
That's
because
right.
It's election.
That's right.
And nothing's going to happen if you don't do it in January or February. You're not going to do it till the next year.
Mr. Weiner, there.
This was the year to do it.
Thank you. State legislature is something that I defer to others here that have a lot more experience. But I remember Myrna Bear telling me that the only time that Newcastle County ever got smart enough to partner with the city of Wilmington state legislators was on a school issue where dollars were split up more equitably, and Kent and Sussex state legislators were stunned that Newcastle County and the city of Wilmington got it together one time in the history of the state legislature in the last couple decades to outvote them for their own interests for an equitable issue. I think it's really great that the city of Wilmington and Newcastle County are working together, and I'm hoping that we can parlay that for some issues like this, where Newcastle County, the unincorporated portion of the county, doesn't get a fair opportunity to have a room tax. And it's all a matter of the state legislators and working the political system and getting a majority of the votes.
And that's why partnership is so important. I mean, 2/3 of tax revenues come from Newcastle County, but some of that's from the city, the population, obviously. If we're going to lobby or go to the General Assembly, it's a lot better to be a united front in these type of issues. So we need council, us, other jurisdictions, because it impacts all of us. And quite frankly, some of the elected officials in the General Assembly sometimes forget these are their constituents, too. And so, you know, I hope we can remind them of that.
I remain optimistic, yet realistic.
Me too.
But I somewhat shoulder the thought process that in order for the county to get any additional new revenue streams, we first need to get 4 and 6 year terms in the state legislature.
Yeah, right.
Because it's an election year, you're crazy, or next year's election year, are you crazy? And that's always going to be that way in the rep section. So, to Councilman Powers' point, yeah, work it, lobby it in the off season. If you can get them in that first part of the window, you might have a chance. But on that, it's an election year or the year before an election year. And that never changes for the House.
And to his point, if we were going to really do this for this session, we really should have started back in last October, honestly. And that window just closed. And Councilman Kilpatrick knows the schedule. They go in for a couple of weeks, they go off for 2 weeks, they go for 6 week JFC, they come back in for 2 weeks, they leave for a week, they come back. I think after this week, they're actually in markup for 2 weeks. And so really you have that solid, uninterrupted June 1st to June 30th to talk and do anything. That's not enough time. It's already been approved.
I look forward to see you walking down the beach with the paperwork. Looking for them.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. Just real quick, I mean, plus that'll be an end of a general session. And you really probably ought to start planning now for 2 years from now.
Absolutely.
Because whatever you start in January won't come back. Right. So you would be better off working.
Let me say this is very helpful and very fruitful. We appreciate you doing the research, sharing the information. And I've always said since coming to this esteemed body that communication between this body and the administration paid big dividends to your point today. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Pepakai, our county lawyer is here. He wants to update us on legal issues and so forth.
Do a motion to go into executive session.
Everyone is executive session?
Yeah, motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Point of order. We need to say more than just motion to go into executive session.
For the purposes of discussing legal
strategy
and litigation, we move that we go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Please. And my aide, Anthony Fury, our county counsel to the council, Mr. Pepakai, will remain in the room. Mr. Pepakai, you have the floor. Agenda item, other?
Well, we need to explain coming out of executive session.
No, we're out of executive session. They're in now. No votes were taken. Thank you. Now we can proceed with the agenda. Other? Anything on the other? I do believe the council photo will be May 28th at 4:30. Council photo, haircut, suited up, whatever. Yes.
Would you respectfully request that Councilman Smiley not wear the Hawaiian print shirt?
Mr. Smiley, you've been
Joe Biden.
I will yield and not wear a shirt.
The Hawaiian print shirt.
Please wear one in that case.
Make sure you wear a tie.
I'll wear that white jacket I left the hospital with last week.
George, make sure you wear a tie.
If I can get my tie.
Any public comment?
I do just want to remind everyone, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, is first council discussion on the budget and where you want to go forward.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.